Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
All right, here we go. It's Monday morning, January the 20th, 2020, Martin Luther King celebration. The Chiefs just won a big game. Now they're going to the Super Bowl, so that's pretty exciting. We're going to have to listen to all the Chiefs stuff for quite a while. But anyway, different people have recorded Mom, History of Mom, and we hope to get it put on a CD here later. So anyway, I'm going to go through, there's a couple of notebooks that Mom had filled out apparently years ago when they'd gone back to California to pick up Lindy's pickup truck to bring back. And that, holy mackerel, that was a long time ago. So anyway, I'm gonna, there's Aunt Myrna apparently gave him these booklets, Grandma's Story and Grandpa's Story. So I'm gonna start off with Grandpa, because so far we don't have anything on him unless these other CDs have some stuff. So playing the part of Cleo Vera Winter, CV, will be his son, Jan Winter. So anyway, we'll start off. It says, Grandpa, where were you born? Around here. No, I wasn't. Someone wrote no, but that's not right. He was born in Manhattan, Kansas, in the house, apparently, at home at 720 Colorado, Manhattan, Kansas, on April 19th, 1920. Cleo Verl was his name. He has blue eyes and he has blonde hair. Did you have a baby nickname? How about this? Does anybody know Dad's nickname? He's got Kippy, K-I-P-P-Y, Kippy. Who did they say you look like and why? He said he looked like his dad. And it says I had blue eyes like him. So that's interesting. Old Kippy looked like Grandpa. Grandpa Andy. Okay, here's where were you? See, were you the youngest? I'm using a magnifying glass so I can read this. Were you the youngest? Were there any brothers or sisters? No, he wasn't the youngest, it says. There was Lloyd Myrna and Virgil ahead of him, and then Maxine must have been the youngest after him. It says your grandmother was Mary Knoll, and she was born in Germany, and he's got May 20th, 1850 on here. Interesting you knew that. Grandfather was John Winter. He was born in Austria-Hungary on December the 11th, 1848. His mother, which is Grandma Winter, was Cecilia, and she was born in Allsburg, Kansas, on April 11th, 1888. And then Grandpa was Andrew Winter, and he was born in Flush, Kansas. That's just east of Manhattan. If anybody wants to know that or visit it, there is a church there right across from the graveyard, and you can look up old relatives. It's a Catholic church. He was born May 14th, 1887. So that's a little bit of the background on the page. Could you roller skate or ice skate? And where'd you do this if you could? He answered that he could do both. I enjoyed it very much. I ice skated on the Wildcat Creek. I guess he roller skated down the street. what kind of games did you play? And he just, it just says basketball. And here's a question. Grandpa, did you ever get whippings? And what for? He got lots of whippings for just about everything you can name. That's funny. All right. I gotta pause this for a second. I gotta get my glasses. All right, let me put this recorder down so we can start going again. Okay. What kind of birthday parties did you ever have when you're in? What was your favorite? He had a few parties. Says they were few and far between. He always had pie, like cherry pie. That was his favorite. No cake. It's kind of like me. I'd much rather have a pie instead of a cake. Did you ever get to stay up late to watch television? Or did you listen to the transistor radio? We didn't have a television when I grew up. But we had a big old radio in the living room that we listened to. Do you have any pets? No, nothing. Did the girls tease you? Yes. Who was your best friend? No special one. Were the trains and automobiles, did they run? Where were they? Did you ride the streetcars or buses? There were trains and autos. Also rode the streetcar that went through Manhattan out to Fort Riley. Did you have ice cream? What could you buy for a penny or a nickel? Candy, gum. We made our own ice cream. It was the old-fashioned crank type. My brothers and I, we would turn the crank and make the ice cream. It was a good times. Did you go swimming? Where and who with? Went with brothers. Brothers and sisters swimming in the creek, probably Wildcat Creek. Did you ever have stitches or break any bones? I had lots of stitches. Sorry to read this. Pencil's gotten really light. Had lots of stitches due to a car train accident. Oh, didn't know that. The train must have ran into a car, or either that he was in the car. The train hit him. How did you keep your sodas cold? We had an ice box. A horse-drawn ice carrier brought ice around and gave us big blocks of ice. All I remember... What kind of lights did you have? All I remember is electric lights. Did you have jobs to do around the house? I have lots of jobs. I kept the wood box filled for the stove, and coal for the heater. I cut weeds around the yard and other things in the yard. How'd you keep cool in the summer? We went swimming in the creek. Did you have an attic or a basement? Some houses we had did have both. Who lived with you? Grandpa or grandma? ? My mom, dad, two sisters, and three brothers, which was Maxine, Myrna, Lloyd, Virgil, and Andy. Did firemen or police ever come to your house? Not that I know or remember. Just no domestic violence things. Okay. stuff in some of these things. Some of these pages have file things in them, and they have pictures. Just saw that. So I kind of put the pictures, take pictures of the thing. Did Santa give you what you asked for? We had lots of snow. Well, there's no thing. Santa must not have given him what he asked for. There's no, nothing's filled in there. But did you ever have snow or sleigh riding or go skating? We had lots of snow every winter when I was growing up. More than today. I at least forgot we've had a lot of snow today. Did you go to your grandmother's house for Thanksgiving? Yes. Drove to Flush, Kansas. Flush, Kansas. It's maybe 10 miles out of Manhattan, 15. How did you trick-or-treat on Halloween? Went door-to-door begging for candy. What did you do on the 4th? Lots of fireworks and shot off firecrackers. You went and went on picnics. Did you send cards or candy to girls on Valentine's Day? No. What were your family holiday traditions? We always went to church on Saturday around the... Well, we went to church. On Saturdays we sat around the house and ate good food and talked. Where did you go to school, Grandpa? Sacred Heart, from the first grade to high school. Oh, through high school. I was down there at the Catholic Church in Manhattan. How did you get to school? Walked most of the time. Later rode a bike and then drove my car. Did you like school? Sometimes. The nuns were very strict. All these questions pertain to school days. Were your report cards good? What was your best report card? Sometimes a few A's, mostly B's and C's. Did you go out for sports? Yeah, basketball. That was my favorite. Were you a football fan? Yes. Were you given lots of homework? Oh, yes. Ever play hooky from school? Yes. Where did you go on vacation, Grandpa? Didn't go very much on vacation. But first time we went on a train ride and went to Colorado. Next time I was on the train, it was in 1942 when I joined the service. Did you ever go fishing or camping? Yes. Late, lots of times. Did you used to go to the fair or carnival? Both. Always had carnivals in town, and then there was the county fair every year. What was your favorite vacation? Right. Spending time with my cousins on the farm in Flush or Westmoreland, Kansas, and we'd ride horses. Did you ever go to Disneyland or Six Flags? What the hell? That wasn't around when he was a kid. They didn't have these places then. I was already a grandfather and married when they had Disneyland, he said. So I guess I don't know that he ever went to either one. What's the latest you ever stayed up? Maybe 10, sometimes 11. Always went to midnight mass on Christmas. So that was late. Who taught you how to drive a And how old were you? What was your first car? I taught myself how to drive a family car on the farm. It was a Model T Ford. So, that was getting down to the end. All these other questions he didn't care to answer. So, hopefully mom's got more things than hers. Let's see. That's kind of it. Oh, did you ever take music lessons, Grandpa? Yes, the violin. I liked it. Did Grandma sing or dance? Yes, she liked to dance. And then right at the end, how many different cars have you had? Which one did you like the best? Holy mackerel, here's a whole list of them. The Model T Ford, 1928. It had a model, a 32 Model A. Yeah, 1930 Pontiac, Ford convertible, 1940 Ford convertible, yeah, 1946 Plymouth, a DeSoto 1947, man, he just went a new car every year, it seems like. He had a Studebaker in 42, 46, he had a Ford, he had a Jeep in 1945, I wonder if that was an Army Jeep. He's had Pontiacs, he's had Fords, he's had Oldsmobiles, guy just about every year, or sometimes twice in the same year, he'd have another car. It goes all the way down to, says, which one do you like the best? All of them. That was into Grandpa's story. Now we'll go playing the part of Grandma reading her stories, also me. And let's see. Where were you born? I was born in, it looks like it says Parkview. Oh, that's a hospital in Manhattan, Parkview. And was that a long time ago? Well, yes it was. It was in January 23rd, 1922. So at this recording, Grandma's soon to be 98 years old. Keep calling her Grandma. She's Mom. What was your whole name? Gladys Elaine West. Who'd they name you after and why? I have no idea. Did you have a baby nickname? My father called me Little Sister. Who did they say you look like? I look like my mom. I had dark hair, dark eyes. There's a picture in here. Okay. Were you the youngest? Did you have any brothers or sisters? Yes, I was the youngest. I had three brothers. Ben, the oldest, then Gaylord and Gordon were twins. They were womb mates. Ha, ha. They weren't identical. So, her mother was Eunice Custer. She was born in Keats, Kansas, January the 29th, 1887. That was her mom. Her grandmother was Clara Riley, and she was born in Piedmont, Ohio, in September the 6th, 1862. That was grandmother. Her grandfather was W.M. West, and he was born in Blairsville, Pennsylvania, February the 4th, 1849. Oh, that's grandfather, sorry. Dad was Earl Benjamin West. He was born in Glasgow, Kansas, August the 25th, 1884. So So William West is in Pennsylvania. Did you guys know they came from Pennsylvania? Great-grandfather, which would be our great-great-grandfather, John West, was born in just in Pennsylvania, January the 10th, 1821. And great-great-grandmother was Lois Riley. She was born in Ohio on July 7th, 1835. There we go. Mark that down for your family tree. Grandma, did you ever get spanked? And what for? Oh, I'm sure I was spanked for things I did. She won't confess. Could you roller skate or ice skate? And where'd you do this? I could roller skate. I used to skate in front of the house. And on the sidewalks. When I was in high school, I would go to the roller rink. I would go ice skating at our pond on Eureka Lake. So if no one knows where Eureka Lake is, that would be a mystery. It's right outside. It's west of Manhattan over Stag Hill, where they'd had their farm and dairy farm. There was a lake out there in a recreation area. So our brother Gaylord used to take us on that pond. He could ice skate pretty good. And he'd take Ron and I out there and put us in one of these metal milk containers and pull us around on the ice. Did you have a tooth fairy? Not that I remember. What kind of birthday parties did you have? And what was your favorite? The only birthday party I can recall having was on my 10th birthday. I had five girlfriends, and we dressed up all in yellow and white. Interesting. For in the winter time. What were your favorite toys, and did you have a bicycle? I don't have any favorite toys. My brothers had all the toys. I would play with them. I learned to ride when they weren't at home. I learned to ride the bike. Did you get to stay up late and watch television? We didn't have a TV when I was young. They weren't invented yet. And we didn't have transistor radios. But I always liked listening to the radio. I still do now. I listen to the Royals games, the Chiefs games. I'd much rather listen to the announcers on the thing than the TV. Now I have big flat screen TVs. On the radio, her favorite radio show was the Jack Benny Hour. She listened to that. What kind of house did you grow up in, Grandma? We had a two-story house on the farm. It had a front porch and a back porch. I wonder if that was the one out there by just past Stag Hill in Eureka. Did you have a fireplace to keep warm? No fireplace. We had a wood stove for many years before natural gas. It was very cold in the house. I had to go to school to keep warm. Did you ever have your own bedroom or bathroom? Yes, I had my own bedroom upstairs. It was cold up there. It was in the, especially in the winter time, for there was no heat up there. It was almost like being in the attic. Had to share a bathroom. How did you keep your soda cold? We didn't have sodas. My father wouldn't let us have any. But we did make our own root beer, and it was bottled and left in the cellar to cool. Well, I would think soda's, root beer's a soda. What kind of lights did you have? When I was really small, we had kerosene lamps and Coleman lamps. I don't remember what year electricity came to our house. Our lights were all connected by like one or two cords in the house. Did you have jobs around the house? Yes, I had to help with washing, had to heat the water on the wood burning stove, and take them out on the clothesline. It wasn't until much later we had a washing machine. Before that, I had to wring them out and wash them by hand. Well, sorry folks, but it's very hard to read the pencils. They've been sitting around in these books for probably 25, 30 years. They were in pencil. So I'm stumbling along here. Not that I can read that well anyway. Then it goes on. My mother would close up our house room by room and draw the shades to cool the house inside in the summer. And it was hard to sleep in the summer because it was so hot. We would wet our sheets, and we would also sleep outside a lot just to keep cool. Yep, I remember that. Grandpa winters, we'd go to, when we'd visit in the summertime, it was so friggin' hot, no air conditioning. And we had all these beds out on the screen porch, and they had a big old fan. It was very uncomfortable. But aren't we lucky with air conditionings and furnaces? Sometimes my brothers would pump water and carry it in a big old tub, just so we could jump in and keep cool. Yeah, those cans of summer still are hot. Did you have an attic or a basement? Yes, we had an attic. My mother kept boxes and things stored up there. Old clothes and pictures. Then we had a cellar. Very small, and we kept food items and things to keep them cool, and fruit like apples and potatoes and vegetables. Also, my father made a root cellar out back, which we would also keep vegetables in. Who lived with you? Grandma, my mother's father, and three brothers. So we already know that. My mother, my father, and my three brothers. Did firemen or police ever come to your house? Not that I ever recall. Grandma, did you remember your first Christmas? My first Christmas that I can remember was when I got a doll buggy Perhaps it was when I was 7 or 8 years old. Holidays. Did you hang stockings and decorate the tree? We did not hang stockings. Our tree was cut out in the woods and brought back to the farm house where we lived. We would decorate it with corn, strings of popcorn, and cranberries. It was also cut paper like ornaments, and then made rings of paper around the tree. How about that? No lights. Did you bake cookies and make candy? My mother would bake cookies and candies, and I would help. She was a very good cook, and I loved her fudge. Did you have snow or sleigh riding or go skating? We had lots of snow all the time. Big drifts of snow around the farm. I wanted to make lots of snowballs and did that. And we would sled, where we had nice hills to sled down, and we would go out to Eureka Lake and ice skate. So there's Eureka Lake again. I wonder if that little lake's still out there. It's like a... I don't see. Did you go to grandmother's house for Thanksgiving? I don't think we ever went to grandma's, or I don't remember. How about Halloween? Sometimes our friends would come to the farm, or we would go to the different farms together, or they'd come and we'd have a party. That was living out in the country. You didn't go trick-or-treating much. What'd you do for the 4th of July? My brothers would go to K-State poultry farm. They go to the poultry farm with their friends. They do shoot at the chickens. And so I go to the poultry farm and sell eggs. And we would get firecrackers with the money and light them. Then we'd make homemade ice cream. So, one as exciting as it is today, where you go places and watch fireworks, they'd shoot off firecrackers and then they would make ice cream. But I guess it seemed like, I don't understand why they went to K-State, didn't see any fireworks, they would just sell eggs and chickens. Did boys send you cards or candy on Valentine's Day? I used to get cards at school. That was fun. We used to take a box and decorate it with Valentine's, and then we'd get Valentine's in it. Hey, they still do that now. And then I remember that was in the 6th grade. Yep, I've helped all you guys decorate 2 boxes for that. Where did you go to school, Grandma? I went to school in Manhattan. Did you like school? Yes, indeed. How did you get to school? My brothers, I rode a bus. My first year we rode the bus, was when I was in the 7th grade. It's about 5 miles to town. I think it was further than that, Mom. I really went... what classes did you like the best? I really liked spelling and math. When I was in high school, I was in home ec and PE. Those are my favorite classes. Home ec and PE. And then I was in 4-H for a long time. Were your report cards good? I was just an average student. Did you like sports? Yes, I love sports. I played soccer. Really? Baseball, volleyball. Where did you go out for sports? Went out for sports. I love to go to... I love to go to all the football games. I belong to the pep club. All 4 years of high school, I was in the pep club. Were you given lots of homework? Oh, yes. I had homework every night in different subjects. Did you ever play hooky from school? Only once that I recall, I went to see Gone with the Wind. I knew I could never go at night. Baby. Because of living out in the country and had no transportation. Oh, so I skipped school and went to see Gone with the Wind. Oop, I gotta stop it. Okay, here we go. I had a little emergency with the dog. Where did you go on vacation, Grandma? Our family never went on vacation together. Couldn't afford it. I have pictures, Mom, of you up in Estes Park. You went up there with Uncle Will. When you were like a teenager, it looked like. So at least you got to go somewhere. She rode the train one time to Kansas City and then to Tulsa, Oklahoma in 1942 for a job. I was 20 years old then. I was scared. What was the job there, Mom? Did you ever go fishing or camping? I went to a 4-H camp once in Abilene, Kansas. It was really fun. What was the longest trip you ever took? Oh, Uncle Joe West and Aunt Clara took me on a trip by car to Idaho. So I thought it was Uncle Will, so it was Uncle Joe. And in 1934 is when she went to Estes Park in Colorado. I was 12 years old. Okay, so that's the picture. She was 12 years old. Out in front of like a cabin. Did you ever go to the fair or a carnival? My father would take us all to Topeka to the state fair in the summertime. Did you ever go to Disneyland or Six Flags? These places were not invented yet. So. And it's drawing to a close here. Oh, Sweet 16. Did you have your own car or ever go to the drive-in? No car. I used to go around with my friend Jeannie and my brothers Gordon, and I went together a lot. What was your nickname? Terry. Still goes by Terry. How did you meet Grandpa? How old were you? Did Grandpa have any rivals? I knew who Grandpa was for when I was in high school. At one time, he dated a good friend of mine, Jeannie. We had our first date on a blind date and went to a movie. Didn't say anything about rivals. What did your folks think of Grandpa? My mother died in 1943 and never met your grandpa. But my father did not like him because he was Catholic. Later on, he liked him. When did Grandpa come a-courting? He said he went to a movie. When did you get married? What was your wedding like? Who was in your wedding? Grandpa and I were married in Liberal, Kansas, April 24th, 1945. We had a mass at 6 p.m. Betty Lore Cyber and Patsy Holly Webster, her husband Lloyd walked me down the aisle. This was during the war years. Our rehearsal was at the country club. It was small. Small wedding. Right at the end says Henry Jones. Don't know what that is. Where did you go on your honeymoon? We stayed at the one and only hotel in Liberal. After a few walks, after a few weeks, we left for Tennessee, where Grandpa was in flight school. Looks like Seymour, Tennessee. Where were your babies born? Who were they named after? General was in Manhattan, Kansas. Middle name after my dad. Ronald Andrew was born in Riverside, California. He wasn't named after anybody. Cleo later. Let's see. Kathy was born at Fort Riley, Kansas. Teresa was born in Enid, Oklahoma. And Lisa was born in Sacramento, California. Nobody is named after anybody other than middle names. Did you have help in the kitchen? Yes, I did. My share of... Did you have help? Or did you have to help in the kitchen? Sorry. Yes, I did. I did my own share of washing the dishes. How did you learn to cook? I think by following recipes and learn from friends and by just cooking on my own. How about that? No help from great-grandma. Did you have a garden? Did you can? Yes, we had always had a garden, and I remember canning tomatoes mostly and tomato preserves. Did you have your own stereo tapes? We didn't have a stereo or tapes then while I was growing up. What were your favorite songs or singer? Deep Purple, Stardust, and Fascination. Who's your favorite singer, Grandma? I'll bet you it was Frank Sinatra. Did you have to take music lessons? I took piano lessons and when I was in high school. Did Grandpa sing or dance? Grandpa liked to dance and play a violin. Oh, shit. My favorite things. So, Dad never filled this out. Color. Purple, pink, and yellow. Restaurant, the Golden Ox. Book, Lady Jane. Favorite city, San Diego. Favorite movie, Sound of Music and Gone with the Wind. Games, like bridge. Favorite bird or cardinals. My favorite flower is a yellow rose. Aha! My radio program, talk shows, and sports. TV, I like to watch Perry Mason. Ice cream, strawberry. Jelly, strawberry. Vegetable soup. His favorite sandwich is ham and turkey. Hobbies, sewing and painting. Spectator sports, I like baseball. I participate in golf. Vacation place, Lake Tahoe. Favorite cookies, oatmeal cookie. My pets. It's got Buddy. I mean, he's a poodle. And then there's a Colby, Sabrina, Amos and Andy, and Emmy. Because those are like cats. But he was a dog. Favorite candy, fudge. Favorite month is May. My favorite season is fall and spring. Favorite tree is oak tree. Magazine, People Magazine. Cartoon, Dick Tracy. Bet you none of you guys know about Dick Tracy. Favorite automobiles, VW. Favorite vegetables, corn on the cob. Time of day, early mornings. Dinner. Favorite dinner is prime rib. Well, I thought it was soup and salad from Olive Garden. Memories. Any skeletons in your closet? Not that I know of. How many different homes have you had? Numerous homes. From the farmhouse in Manhattan, Kansas, to living all over the world. There's just all kinds of them here. From there to Oklahoma, Okinawa, Paris, Germany, Iowa, last place traveling around. See, Iowa Park, which is in Texas, and left there in 1974 and moved to Grandview, Missouri. I was in a two-bedroom townhouse, and it was too small, so we moved to a three-bedroom home in Grandview. Later on, acreage, and then now Mom is downsized to a little cottage in a little three-bedroom cottage. Ever had any family reunions? Yes, the Winter family had a first in Manhattan, Kansas in 1981. We went to that one. And the next year, 1982, it was at Flush, Kansas. And we did not go to that one. The third year was a reunion in Riverside, California, September 83. I did fly out there for that one. Steve and Paula Winter were the hosts. And in 1986, Marjorie Winter and Joe had one in San Diego. Oh, we did not go to that one. 1987, the 50th wedding anniversary in Las Vegas, Nevada. The combination 50th wedding anniversary and our family reunion. Rachel, Sean, and Lori went to that one. Where are they all living now? I have two brothers living in Manhattan, Kansas. They are now deceased, which is Gaylord and Ben. Gordon lives in Topeka. All three of her brothers are now deceased. I have my Aunt Helen Custer, now deceased, and Clarence. My Uncle Jim Custer also is in Manhattan. Oh, he died in January 1990. So, any of our blood relatives, as far as I can recollect, are all passed away. Even on Grandpa's side, they're all passed away. So, that's it. That was the last page. But wait, one more. Sorry, this is more memories. Did you ever work besides at home? Before I was married, I did work at Douglas Aircraft in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Also, so when she got on the train to go to Oklahoma, she got the job at the Douglas Aircraft Company. She worked there in the business office, and then she also worked at Kansas State in the business office. Your grandma was a pretty fast typist. Remember her tearing up that typewriter, writing letters and stuff. More memories. Grandpa and I have had a good life. Enjoyed good health. We have traveled a lot, especially around the world, because of Grandpa's career in the Air Force. We lived in Germany, Paris, Okinawa. And we moved here to the Kansas City area. We had 5 acres out in the country. Kept horses for one of Lisa's friends. And Grandpa passed away. I moved to where I am now. And I will soon be 98 years old. And that's that. So hopefully I didn't screw it up too much. And we can record this and put it on a CD for all people to listen to if they care to. Goodbye, auf Wiedersehen, au revoir, sayonara, etc., etc.